You said that you started going out and about when you were about 16, so that would be 1935, before the war. What kind of social life did you have then?
Well, I wasn't allowed to go to the picture house because I wasn't allowed to mix with crowds of people in case I picked up any germs. But it was mainly down on the beach or up on the Hoe or things like that. And I used to get out and walk about a bit, quite a bit, going out shopping and with my mother. And I didn't mix with people for till I was older.
What did you do when the war started, when you were 20 in 1939?
Oh, I went to the air raid precautions. I joined that and learned to drive an ambulance. And then I went in for exams for the Red Cross, and I passed the exams for that. So I was a Red Cross nurse for part of the war, the latter part of the war.
So that must have felt like a whole new freedom after being at home so much.
Yes. Oh, yes, it was. I used to really enjoy it, apart from the air raids, and that was dreadful. We found, some terrible. I don't know if you want to know what happened, but one thing that stays in my mind, there'd been a lot of bombing, and I'd driven the ambulance down the road, and there was a soldier and a young lady with their arms round one another in a shop doorway. And I never forget it. They were both dead. It was the blast from the bomb that had killed them. You couldn't see they were injured, but the blast had taken their breath. And that was a very sad moment for me during the war.
How did you cope with being a Red Cross nurse after your very sheltered upbringing?
Well, my grandfather, being a doctor, told me lots of things, and I used to do first aid and all that when I was young. I was interested in medicine, and really, I should have been a boy, they told me, so I could be a doctor, because we didn't have lady doctors in those days.